Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. We are picking up with day four of our Anxious for Nothing devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description if you guys want to follow along. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, then I'm also going to pick up with the Devo. And if you're just tuning in, this is day four. If you missed days one, two, and or three, be sure to go listen to these. These have been some of my favorite devotionals in a long time, and I wish it weren't going to end tomorrow. But anyways, super thankful for it. The scripture is Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, and it says this: "Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." And the title of this devotional is "The Peace of God Will Guard Your Heart." And it says this: "When mariners describe a tempest that no sailor can escape, they call it a perfect storm. Not perfect in the sense of ideal, but perfect in the sense of combining factors. All the elements, such as a hurricane force winds, plus a cold front, plus a downpour of rain, work together to create an insurmountable disaster. The winds alone would be a challenge, but the winds plus the cold plus the rain, the perfect recipe for disaster. You don't need to be a mariner to experience a perfect storm. In fact, you've undoubtedly already faced a few in your lifetime. A layoff plus a recession, an illness plus a job change, a relationship breakup plus a college rejection, a sudden loss plus an unforeseen event that threatens your future. Individually, these elements might be manageable, but collectively, they are absolutely formidable. It's enough to make you wonder, will I even survive?" Paul's answer to that question is as profound as it is concise. When you present your request to God with thanksgiving, Philippians 4:7 says, "The peace of God will guard your heart." In other words, as you do your part and release the worry to God, He does His part by bestowing on you His perfect peace. You should be worried, but you're not. You should be upset, but you are calm. The peace of God transcends all logic, scheming, and efforts to explain it. When Paul was faced with a perfect storm at sea, he told the sailors, "Last night an angel of God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. God has graciously given you the lives of all those who sail with you.' On the deck of a sinking ship, God sent angels to minister to Paul. He will do the same for you. Unlike the world, His resources are limitless and His peace is permanent. Perhaps you've prayed and prayed and heard nothing. Don't give up. Rest in the truth that just as God sent angels to protect those you read about in the Bible, He will send His angels to protect you. Even as your storm continues to rage, when you give your life to Him, He took you into His family as His cherished child. He has purpose for your days, and He invites you to join in accomplishing His will in the world. He will use the storms to grow your faith and trust in Him. When you seek the Lord, you will find Him. So seek Him first. Lead with worship and thanksgiving. Go first to your Father in prayer and praise. Confess to Him your fears. Gather with His people. Set your face toward God. Cry out for help. Admit your weaknesses. Then once God moves, take a step and move with Him. Expect to see the God of ages fight for you. He is near as your next breath. You may be facing the perfect storm, but Jesus offers the perfect peace." And then there's some things for us to respond to at the bottom. I'm going to read these three or four different things, and you can take time to respond to now, obviously, or you can just do them after this devotional. The first one is, what are some perfect storms that you have faced in your life? What made them so difficult? And then another one is, in what ways is God's peace different from the kind of peace that the world has to offer? And then the last ones are, what protection do you need God to provide right now? And how can you express your trust in God's ability to care for you in the midst of these difficult circumstances? And I have so much that I want to say on this topic that I'll probably hold off on until Tori is with me, so that way we can share as one together, because we've just experienced so many incredible breakthroughs recently. So many answered prayers and so many comforting moments. So much peace that did transcend understanding. There's been several of those, and I can't wait to share that with you. But I did want to respond to that first question, because like you, sometimes as I'm either reading or hearing these devotionals, I start to argue with them in my head. And I'm kind of like, yes, well, I believe God will fight for me and he'll protect me. But what about that one time when I feel like he didn't? What about the other time when I feel like he abandoned me? What about the other time when I didn't get what I was praying for? And I was praying for something good. I was praying for a healing. I was praying for a provision. I was praying for something that I thought would be honoring. And so those are some real things to bring to God, to reconcile with him. And on one hand, I do really encourage you to ask God in your quiet time to go to him as a child would knock on their father's door and say, hey, I want to ask you something, and ask him where he was or why that didn't come to pass the way you wished. And on the other hand, I just have to say that that first question was, what are some perfect storms that you faced in your life? And I don't know if you feel this way too, that of all the quote unquote perfect storms I faced, I'm so thankful for them. I hated them in the moment, but I'm such a better person because of them. I am a changed person. I'm a more humble person because of them, because I've been humbled. You know what I mean? I have had my faith first felt like it was being weakened because I'm like, God, where are you? And then growing with him after and seeing what he brought within me and then outside of me, my faith just exponentially grew. There's been so many storms, big and small, in my life that I look back on. And to be honest with you, I don't think I would ask God to do it differently. And that's hard to say. It's definitely hard to say. And I probably, you know, there's probably a few things that I'm like, well, you know, who knows how I would handle that situation. And who knows how you would handle that question within your own heart. But I would ask you, because I think we can start to idolize the answered prayer versus finding comfort in the Prince of Peace. There's a difference there. Because whenever we find our peace in the answer to our prayers, we're not finding the peace that supersedes our understanding. See, we want the thing, we don't want him. And God says, I will give you more than that thing will. And I think that's kind of the catch here. And that's where whenever I was saying that I sometimes argue with these devotions a little bit, it's like, as a human, I want to reconcile. But what about that one time, God? What about the other experience that happened? And looking back at it right now, as I'm processing this with you all, I'm like, oh, he did come through, but in the way that he wanted to, because it's his plan for his glory, for his purposes. And that's not a cop-out. That's to say that God was doing something different. But I had my vision for my life so set in stone, it was an idol, and I dug my heels in. And unless I had it my way, it was the highway. And so there was times where I would even confront God with that and be like, are you even real? You know, those are real questions that we can ask when we feel like we're not having close intimacy with him, or we feel let down by him. But again, on the other side of it, with my body that's been broken a few times, with my heart, honestly, it's been broken a few times, my spirit has been broken, I'm now looking back and be like, I am so thankful what God brought me through. I'm so thankful that he is as close to me as my next breath, which is right now, because he sustains that breath. And I'm here, and you're here. And because we're both here, we both know that we have purpose. We both know that God has us here for a reason. And let's not waste that reason just wrestling with the days of old, but let's praise God for how he sustains us even this very moment, and thank him for the person that he's turning us into. Because while the physical things moth and rust away, just like our bodies do, our spirits are being refreshed. Our spirits are being purified. And there's something more that God is doing. See, I am doing a new thing, says the Lord. He's doing a new thing in your life. I guarantee you he's doing a new thing in your life, but you have to have eyes to see. I'm going to pray this out. Lord, give us eyes to see what you're doing. Lord, we worship you with how great you are. that you can see the end from the beginning. You're not bound by time. You're not bound by resources. You're not worried about rent. You're not worried about these things, God. Help us to put our trust in you and you alone, and not trust in the perceived solution to our problems, God. Not that those things don't matter to us, God, but help us find the true peace that can handle storms and not just escapes them. We love you, Lord, and we pray in your son's name. Amen, y'all. Amen. Amen, God. Now is that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget to love you. Love you. We'll be talking to you tomorrow. Adios.